And friends, we are indeed, we finally got to the Irish Repertory Theatre and to our good friend of at least 3 decades, Charlotte Moore, who I'm sure many would know, with Ciarán O'Reilly, founded the Irish at 3 decades down the Swanee there, Miss Charlotte Moore. How are you?
Can you believe it's 30 years? You were here on the first day, I believe.
I was, and delighted, and I didn't think that we'd still, the whole world was about to open for the Irish rep.
We trapped you into being on our side, Adrian.
That was an easy one. I was delighted. Listen, anything like the reviews that you are getting, from your most to date, the most ambitious undertaking, the Irish Rep, beginning the Sean O'Casey trilogy to New York. You're already underway, but to take on that trilogy, The Shadow of a Gunman from 1923, Juno and the Peacock, 1924, The Plough and the Stars, 1926. What an undertaking, and the critics are agog. And that's
well, so far, so good, Adrian. We just had another one yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, which calls us, I believe, the foremost off-Broadway theater in the country. I mean, I think I'm quoting that right. If not, you just have to shoot me. But the reviews are lovely, and it is indeed a huge undertaking. But overdue. Nobody's ever done this, and we're very proud and very excited about doing it. The support we're getting from the community, from you and Anya and the community, is extraordinary, and very proud of that.
Charlotte, just want though to take us back. You just didn't discover the O'Casey plays after 30 years. Something tells me that you've had this before.
Will brag a little bit, Adrian. I have directed all of those 3 before, and some of them twice. And after we opened our theater with an OPC, which I think I thought then and think now was appropriate, we opened it with The Plough and the Stars. Now, Adrian, I have to tell you, I didn't know. I directed that Plough and the Stars and the first one. And I tell you, if I had known that the difficulties of directing that play, I don't think I would have ever had the nerve to do it. Now, 30 years later, I'm still not sure if enough to say it's going to be great, but I certainly am a little more experience, and hope I can do it again.
You're doing it. I want to ask you, as a director, as a producer, as not as somebody, no stranger to Broadway, to your own career, illustriously career. Let me ask you, what is it about a writer? Again, you've underlined the what a task it is to take an O'Casey play and produce and direct it. What are the characteristics of, say, a writer who, as you, transform that to the stage, becomes extremely difficult. What is it? Is there a quirk there that we're missing?
With O'Casey, it's the words. He's the most extraordinary, alive wordsmith. There are some few of them. Mr. Shakespeare began it all, I guess, in the 16th century. But I mean, today, Brian Friel was a master. Tom Murphy, the Irish playwright, Tom Murphy is a master. Tom Stoppard, the British playwright, is a master. But nobody surpasses O'Casey. He makes the page live. You cannot read a page unless you hear it, unless you hear the extraordinary musicality that he produces. And Adrian, he didn't start writing plays until he was 40 years old. He was a laborer in Dublin until he was 30 years old. And he wrote a play, and he called it Shadow of a Gunman. And by God, didn't the Abbey produce it? And didn't that start him off on this miraculous for us and the public, certainly, this miraculous career?
I just want to read a couple of the reviews. Okay, from the New York Times, critics pick, Irish Rep remains one of the most reliable places to enjoy rowdy, all-in-character acting, and it's here in plenty. At nearly 100 years old, O'Casey's play still packs heat. From the New York Times. And they're not that, they're not known that much for giving such positive, great reviews. And here's the Wall Street Journal, I'm only going to take a little bit of it. It says, a major artistic achievement, a stunning revival by New York's foremost off-Broadway troupe. Incredible. And we are going to, attach the Wall Street Journal review from yesterday. It cannot be beaten. It is really, really fantastic.
Yes, we're greatly appreciating all of those lovely things they're saying about us because, as you well know, it's not easy. I tell you, yesterday we came to the conclusion and used the old phrase, it takes a village. We have the most, the best people in the world working on our plays, not just Kieran O'Reilly and me, but goodness gracious, the designers and the sound people and the light people. The stage managers, and first of all, the wonderful and extraordinary and dedicated actors who come to us. You know, they don't make a fortune here, Adrian. They don't make a fortune. They come because we do the work here, and they want to do it with the best people, and we try very hard to get them. And Adrian, I think we do get them, don't you?
I think there's hardly anybody who would disagree with that. Of course, you do, and it has a warmth. It has indeed. It's such a fabulous now state of the art theater. God knows, it didn't start off that way, but it is a fabulous, and it has not lost, its warmth and its character. If anything, I just think for those who have visited and for those who have seen the plays there.
You're very kind. You're very kind, and thank you for those words. I must add that we're the hungriest and most eating theater, I believe, in New York City, or maybe anywhere. Our stage managers keep us well fed. We all gain weight. We all have to go on a diet every time a show closes. But that, the big part of it is as you say, the warmth that goes on around here. I appreciate your saying that.
Tell us a little bit about the add-ons that we're reading about hold on.
Yes. You mean we're having 18 play readings. All of the plays O'Casey wrote, the three Dublin trilogies, 18 18 readings of his work. We're having film screenings. We had The Shadow of a Gunman last night, and we're looking forward to The Promised Stars, a John Huston movie. We're having exhibitions, my goodness gracious, at the New York Public Library for the performing arts, and Siobhan O'Casey's coming over when the last three plays are all up and running. Siobhan O'Casey's coming over for a series of appearances and interviews, and she wants to wait until all three are open so she could see all three plays in one day. Can you imagine?
I can imagine, and indeed I think somewhere in our archives and our photo gallery,
yes.
You know, we have a Siobhan O'Casey who absolutely was so thrilled, that the Irish Left, that you, Ciarán, should indeed keep the O'Casey name and her father's name alive. Let me just ask you, though, about O'Casey, huge, very well-known, respected playwright, but how is it that he actually his plays never kind of crossed the Atlantic here, unlike many of the other great playwrights and writers? Somehow O'Casey never took off here, or is that correct?
No, he didn't. Part of it, I think, is because they're kind of hard to do. You have to have some Irish people in there who sound right and who know what they're talking about. O'Casey's not easy. It's not a sitcom. You have to have people who know what they're doing.
We're going to have Ciarán O'Reilly and yourself back to catch up with the three productions. And but what I think we ought to do now is to let people, to let our listeners know that The Shadow of a Gunman has begun. And
yes.
And it will run until what, May 25th?
Yes, well, the three plays in repertoires, and they'll all run until May the 25th. And the readings go on until that time, through March and April. And the movies go on, when we show them, go on during that time, the musicals and the interviews with Siobhan O'Casey.
That is fantastic. Juno and the Peacock, starting March 9th and running to the 25th.
Yes, you're so good, Adrian.
Yeah, and then The Plough and the Stars, okay, April 20th again, running through the 25th. Director.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you.
And as director, we have to assume that you now have a full time job and that you're getting the overtime. You know, absolutely. it's great. It is historic, and it is without a doubt the most ambitious, undertaking so far. It took it 30 years, but, there have been many undertakings during the last three decades that, that many theater fans would say, how are you going to top this? This tops everything. We look forward so much. To seeing all three and to becoming involved. And put us down, will you, for an interview with Siobhan O'Casey?
Absolutely, absolutely. I guarantee it. She's waiting in the wings.
Okay, from a very modest Charlotte Moore, a Tony Award nominee, a co-founder and artistic director of the Irish Repertory Theatre. Again, a great season, a great time, and thank you very much for taking that time. We know how busy you are.
Thank you, Adrian, for all the years. Thank you, Ananya, for all the years.
Okay. And fans, you are listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. Go to our website, and we will take you directly to Irish Repertory Theatre. Or go to irishrep.org, irishrep.org. or 212-727-2737. Irish Radio Network, your best bet.